The Sundance Film Festival is underway in the small town of Park City, Utah. The glamour, the stars, the crowds, the cold, it all made its way into Kim Masters' reporter's notebook.
It's sort of incredible given the many long years that I've covered Hollywood, but I've never been to a film festival before. It may sound weak, but I approached Sundance with dread. I checked around and many Hollywood executives told me that Sundance is the seventh circle of hell. Terrible weather, congested streets, no parking. I believed them. Odd as it seems, it is quite cold in the seventh circle of hell.
I think that we've lost our ability to feel.
The next day, I'm supposed to talk to All Things Considered, so we brought a satellite phone and a heavy metal suitcase. It won't work in the condo that we've rented, even after our intrepid producer, Amy Walters, puts the dish on the snow-encrusted barbecue on our balcony. So we drive out and park in a snowy field. We put the dish on the roof. We're connected.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Our own Kim Masters is among those making their way through the snowdrifts at Sundance. And I gather everything's just freezing solid there where you are.
We have actually seen our thermometer go into -3, and there's quite a lot of snow.
So now we're launched. We get our interviews with studio executives.
Hi.
How are you? We've met before years ago.
Then deal with the serious business of Sundance. We check out a few movies.
We are four seats away from Robert Redford.
But we also want to see the other side of Sundance, the carnival. This is a big branding opportunity, and dozens of companies are giving away their wares. Many of the shops on Main Street have been transformed into swag dispensaries.
It's really a fusion, if you will.
Project Greenhouse features what is described as luxury eco-design. While you check out the environmentally correct jewelry and clothing, you can also get a free facial and massage. We at NPR are not supposed to accept really good swag, but it seemed okay to sample a little eco lotion and indulge in a hand massage.
One of the two base ingredients are organic shea butter and organic cocoa butter. How does that feel so far?
That feels pretty good, actually. You know, it is cold, crowded, and congested at Sundance, but really, it's not all bad.
NPR's Kim Masters sounds as if she has very relaxed, soft hands, doesn't she?